Connor Zeri, number 24 overall at the 2020 NHL Draft, and it's time to bring in the Director of Amateur Scouting for the Calgary Flames, Todd Button, for a few minutes to get his thoughts on this pick. Todd, thanks for doing this, my friend. I guess tell us about Connor Zeri, who is the newest member of the Calgary Flames.
Well, we see him as a very well-rounded player. We've watched him for a couple of years. He's a late birthday, so we've seen him as an underage. We saw him at the under 18 in his underage year. So, well-rounded player with some skill, hands, brains, and we think he's got all the attributes to play and to build off to be a real solid middle six player in the future.
You take a look at the progression he made from one season to the next, from the 18-19 to this year, the 19-20 season. What did you see in terms of progression from Zeri?
Well, you saw a guy that gained confidence, obviously, in the offensive zone. He always played with energy and moxie, and you could tell like he was into the game and had that. He was a gamer. But when you see the confidence, the ability to hold on to the pucks a little bit longer, you gain some strength over those years when you're training. You end up having that confidence to hold pucks and make more plays. So we saw that over the 2 years. We liked him as an underage because he always did something in the game. It was always an energetic game for him. So he's rounded that out, and he's added a lot of offense this year. So obviously, like I said, we think he's a well-rounded player that can play in multiple situations when he eventually becomes an NHLer.
So, and you kind of touched on it there, but when you talk about projecting at the next level, how do you see Connor projecting as an NHLer?
Well, a lot goes into the work he has to do right now from now to then, right? But if you're a smart player, if you have hands, if you have vision, the stuff you're working on are more physical stuff. So the strength in the lower body to become a little bit maybe up and down skater. He plays with good edges. He's shifty, and he's hard to handle down low. So, you know, all these kids, they know what their weaknesses are and where they got to improve. So he'll work on that. He's got a lot of time to work on it, and he'll end up being, like I said, he's going to be a 200-foot player that plays in multiple situations.
Todd Button's with us, the Director of Amateur Scouting for the Calgary Flames. They select Connor Zeri with the 24th overall selection in the 2020 NHL Draft. Tell us about your interviews with him and I guess the personality and that type of stuff when we're talking about Connor.
Well, he was one of the early guys we interviewed, and it was a little bit different then because it was, 3 months in, or sorry, it was about 3 or 4 weeks in to the whole process. And Matt Brown talked to him, our mental coach, and so we did a lot of interviews with him. But the big group one, he's an energetic kid, and he's well-spoken and well-thought-out. He comes from a solid family. His dad's a police officer, and his mother's a teacher, and those are two pretty good professions for raising, solid character people. So, we're happy about that, and he's a smart kid who understood his game, understood where he needed to get to, what he needed to do to get there, and we know he's going to do the work to do that.
Two more for you, Todd. First of all, Connor said that he got a little nervous when the team moved down from 19 to 22, and then again from 22 to 24, because he really wanted to go to Calgary. But take us through the scouts and I guess the war room when you moved down not once but twice. Take us through that process in eventually making your selection.
Well, like we talked about last night, we have to be prepared for every situation. In this case, it played out for us. So we obviously we had Connor and other players higher than we took them, right? And we kept on moving down, and they weren't big moves. So moving down 19 to 22, we knew we were going to get one of three or four players that we really liked. And to be honest with you, that list didn't shrink when we moved down again from 22 to 24. So out of that list, Connor was the highest guy. So he was the guy we're hoping to get, but you have to play, you got to play a little bit of the odds there, and adding a 2 third round picks is huge for us going into tomorrow.
And that's my final question for you, Todd. You add number 72, you add number 80, so more picks for your group. I guess project for us tomorrow and what things look like rounds 2 through 7 for this draft and for your group.
Well, the one thing I will say is when you get those 2 thirds, now you have the ammunition to maybe move up a little bit in the second round if you see a player that's dropping that you really like. So it just gives us, you're not just waiting for 50 because you're not sure about whether we're going to have the third round pick with Edmonton. But if we get that one too, we got a lot of options on the table, whether it's just picking all the players, and that gives us more, chances to find players. But we're excited about the whole process. We're going to meet here for another hour or so after this and just get our ducks in a row and go from there.
Thank you, Todd. Congratulations on getting the guy you wanted at number 24. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good luck tomorrow in rounds 2 through 7.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
That's Todd Button, the director of amateur scouting for the Calgary Flames, joining us on the program.